Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad that you were able to find time in your schedule today to join me. And as I was praying about what the Lord would have us share together, He directed me to the sacrifices of God. And we want to spend some time today and perhaps the next few days looking at what are the sacrifices of God? Why did God institute them? And we're going to begin by just sort of laying a foundation, looking at the Old Covenant sacrifices. And you might say, oh my goodness, well, sometimes it could be very confusing to read all the different kinds of sacrifices that the Lord required under the Mosaic covenant. And so we want to just get a quick overview and understand why they were given. First of all, I guess the most important thing you could say is that they were divinely instituted. In the very beginning, just in fact, almost immediately after Adam and Eve sinned, in Genesis, the third chapter, verse 21, the Lord says, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them." So obviously, animals had to be sacrificed in order to give Adam and Eve coats of skin. And then, as we a little time develops, we see that to Adam and Eve there were born sons, Cain and Abel. And in Genesis, the fourth chapter, I'll start reading at verse 3. The word says, "And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect." So what's going on here? Well, God, obviously, this is all foreshadowing. Everything in the Old Covenant, the tabernacle, the types of sacrifices, they're all foreshadowing God's perfect sacrifice of sending His only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world to suffer and die for the sins of mankind, that whomsoever will could be restored to fellowship with the Father. And so God divinely instituted the manner, the types of sacrifices. Without life is in the blood, and without the shedding of blood, there's no, covering for sin. And that's what the shed blood of animals under the Old Covenant did. It temporarily covered the sins of the Israelites. But thank God for the blood of Jesus, which totally covers all of our iniquities, past, present, and future. So, what did we learn? The Old Covenant sacrifices were divinely instituted. And then we see that the animals that were sacrificed were the very best of their kind. Let me read in Leviticus, the 22nd chapter, verse 19. "Ye shall offer at your will a male without blemish of the beeves of the sheep or of the goats. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable to you." And as going back again to Genesis, the 8th chapter, we see that after the flood, Noah built an altar to the Lord, and he also sacrificed some animals. And in the 8th chapter of Genesis, verse 20, the word says, "And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done." You see, all of animal creation was wiped out, except, well, of course, the fish that were in the sea. So Noah offered clean animals as burnt sacrifices on the altar he built to the Lord. And so there were two kinds of sacrifices under the Old Covenant. There were clean animals or bloody sacrifices. In other words, the blood of the animal had to be shed. Or there were also unbloody sacrifices or the fruits of the earth. And we see an example of that in Leviticus, the 2nd chapter, verse 1. Which reads, "And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aaron's sons the priests, and he shall take thereof his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof with all the frankincense thereon, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord." Praise God. And so there was a clean animal sacrifice, there were fruits of the earth, and of course we know, as you read the Leviticus, as you read the statutes under the Old Covenant, there were many different kinds of sacrifices. There were burnt offerings, as I did read, wholly consumed by fire. We see that in Leviticus, the 1st chapter. It says, in verse 9, "But his inward and his leg shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord." So it was totally consumed. And of course, I won't take the time to read. It's 1 Kings 18:38. Remember Elijah and the Baal prophets? They cut up bullocks, and in fact, Elijah doused the sacrifices, the wood, with water, and the fire of the Lord came down and totally consumed not only the offering, but the stones and the water. Then there were peace offerings. Leviticus, the 3rd chapter, talks about the peace offerings as offerings of thanksgiving in the Living Bible. That's the 3rd chapter of Leviticus. And then in the 4th chapter of Leviticus, there were specific instructions for sin offerings. Those were for sins of ignorance, and trespass offerings outlined in Leviticus 6, 1 and 7, and Leviticus, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 7, those were, the trespass offerings were for intentional sins. Someone that in the fit of anger, they did something and it was willful and it wasn't done in ignorance. They knew better, but they went ahead and did it. Now, let's look about what the New Testament has to say about those old covenant sacrifices. And to do so, we'll turn to Hebrews, the 9th chapter. And I want to read starting at verse 7. "For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord." This is so good, I just have to go on reading verse 10. "For this," now he describes this new covenant, "that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." So the old covenant sacrifices could not take away sin. Let's see what the 10th chapter says of Hebrews, verses 1 through 6. Let me turn to that. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereof perfect. But then they would not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. You know, that's the Jews still practice that Day of Atonement. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, this is Jesus, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. And of course, that's Jesus. And, beloved, all those sacrifices that are outlined under the Old Covenant, they typified Christ's perfect sacrifice. Ephesians 5 and 2 says, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And then in Hebrews 10, 11 through 13, the word says, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, which is of course Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice, his life's blood, for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And then a final point that I'd want to make as we wrap up this study on the Old Covenant sacrifices, they were offered to God alone. In Exodus, the 22nd chapter, verse 20, there's a stern admonition to the people of Israel, he that sacrificeth unto any god, save unto the Lord, shall be utterly destroyed. So the Old Covenant sacrifice, they couldn't take away sin, they typified God's perfect sacrifice of Jesus, and they were offered to God alone. Now, tomorrow, we're going to start looking at new covenant sacrifices. You might say, well, we don't have any sacrifices under the new covenant. Oh, but we do. And if you'll tune in tomorrow, we'll learn about them. Thank you so much. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.